J.K. Rowling slams leftist Labour for backing Scottish transgenderism laws. By Peter Catalan, November 28, 2022. J.K. Rowling has attacked the Labour Party for backing new transgenderism laws in Scotland that she believes will endanger women. Scottish Labour's decision to back new transgenderism legislation that will allow individuals over 16 to change their gender without medical supervision hands an open goal to the country's political right, J.K. Rowling has argued. The Harry Potter author, at one time a major donor to Labour, has been a long-time critic of the forthcoming laws, saying that they effectively endanger the lives of women in Scotland, and that the country's ruling Scottish National Party, SNP, and Green Party allies are ignoring women's safety in service of trans ideology. Rowling has now added Scottish Labour to the list of left-wing political organizations she believes to be in the wrong for backing the coming legislation, accusing it of ignoring people who have illustrated major problems with the changes. To make matters worse, such willful ignorance on the part of Labour, the author argues, will only serve to boost Scotland's Conservative, Tory, party. Scottish Labour continues to ignore public opinion, criticism from both the UN and the EHRC and widespread opposition from women in its own ranks and supports Sturgeon, meaning that the Tories have been handed an open goal on safeguarding, she wrote in a social media post on Sunday. Rowling also reiterated her anger at Scotland's left separatist leader, Nicola Sturgeon, for forcing through the new pro-transgenderism rules that would see even some children able to change their legal gender without medical oversight. With such a legal change likely to make it easier for biological males to access to what were previously women-only spaces, such as toilets and changing rooms, the Harry Potter author has long expressed fears that the lives of natal women will be put under threat as a result of predators looking to abuse the social justice-inspired agenda. The UN Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women, Reem El-Salem, has written to Sturgeon to voice serious concerns about the proposed bill. Yet the woman who considers herself feminist to my fingertips has treated the criticism as an impertinence, she wrote. Rowling previously accused Sturgeon of riding roughshod over the rights of women and girls with the rules change in an opinion piece last month. Soon. In Scotland, it may be easier to change the sex on your birth certificate than it is to change it on your passport, she said in the article. In consequence, intact males, i.e. trans women with penises, who are judged to have met the meager requirements will be considered as valid and entitled to protections as those who've had full sex reassignment surgery. And more male-bodied individuals will assert more strongly a right to be in women's spaces such as public bathrooms, changing rooms, rape support centers, domestic violence refuges, hospital wards and prison cells that were hitherto reserved for women, she added. However, all these criticisms look extremely unlikely to change anything. With GB News reporting that Sturgeon is now on the brink of bringing the new self-ID rules into law. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.